Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just going to talk about a word that God wants us to know. The new me. My mask has been changed. The new me, the new me, the new me, the new me. My mask has been changed. My mask has been changed. I have a question. I have a question, and you don't have to answer, but I do want you to think about your answer. Huh? How many of us reveal who we are to everyone we see? Let me ask the follow-up question. How many of us declare today that we put on a mask to show people what we want to show them versus who we really are? You don't put on your mask, baby. She's doing all right. I understand. She talks to me. Thank you, Jesus. That's when she talks back. And babies just give it to you how they are. That's all right. But how many agree? We put on a mask to let people see what we want them to see. It's not necessarily who we really are. Now, there's reasons for that. There's reasons. Some valid, some not. But there's lots of reasons that we don't want people to know who we are. Okay, we'll get into some of that, but I declare to you today that too many people today are living behind masks. My Lord. And because we're living behind these masks, people don't know who we really are. Mm. And if we continue to live that way, life will get crazier by the moment. My Lord. You know, there used to be a time someone said, tell them who you are. Stand for who you are, be who you are. If they don't like it, that's on them. Today, now, I ain't telling them who I am, because if I tell them who I am, I give them the advantage. I'll disguise. But then I pondered that question, and I love sports, so I looked to sports, and one thing I learned about true champions in sports is they don't care if you know what they're going to do. You can know my playbook all day long, but I'm so good at what I do, you can't stop me. There's a move in basketball, and this move in basketball is called the crossover dribble. And I don't care how good you are, but if somebody's got a good crossover, you can look at them, know they're going to do the crossover, and they still going to break your ankles. I watch it over and over. You come down, and they come down and do the same move. I got a cousin that's 68 years old. He's a little something. And when we played basketball, he said, look, you know what I'm going to do to you. Why don't you just move aside? No, you ain't going to do it. He come there, da-da-da, bam, and gone. And then he left, and you couldn't stop it. I don't care, because one thing, you didn't know when he was going to do it. I look at the NBA, they know LeBron going to drop to the basket, and nobody can stop him. They know Michael Jordan's going to do his little move, learn that fadeaway, bang. Sick or healthy, we look at the New England Patriots, right? They know Bill Belichick's plan. They know what he's going to do. They know they're just going to put these little receivers across. They know Brady's going to throw. They still can't stop him. Why? Because the confidence they had in who they were overweighed the mask they tried to put on, what? To deceive somebody. So the victory for them came in what? Knowing who they were, what they were going to do, and how they were going to get there. And I said, wow. Okay, so what? I asked God, well, so why, Lord, do we not get it? God said to me, "Say because you're walking behind the old mask. You're not walking in who you are. You're still trying to deceive people who they think you are instead of walking who you are." Okay, but God, you love me. Yeah, you worship me. Yeah, you adore me. But you're still walking under the old you. You're still doing things the old way. You're still what? Seeing yourself as the old you. So you've never taken off and accepted the new mask. Well, okay, God, I get that. So let me tell you first what a definition of a mask is. Mask, next slide, is better say a mask. A mask is what? A cover or partial cover for the face used for disguise. We good now. Sometimes it's a whole covering. Sometimes, I ain't got to cover all of me. There's parts of me that's still good, so I'll just do a partial cover. But whatever I cover, I don't want you to see. Oh, this is an uncommon concept. Ladies, excuse me for a minute. I just want to use you as an illustration. I grew up looking at people on TV and thinking people looked a certain way. Okay, I did not realize the impact of makeup. You know, they said these people look so wonderful. We look at the news every morning and we look at things, and all of a sudden you think, wow. I'm just being real. When I was a young boy, wow. And then one day, reality shows start coming and they start going, well, we want you to know what they look like before the makeup. And I went, whoa. Wow to whoa. That ain't the same person. But what happens in life is we've all been doing that. And guys, you ain't excused for this. Guys, what? We were all manly and mighty. What we said, hey, that was my mask. I'm going to stand up. Yeah, I'm ready. You can't do nothing to me. And then we go home and, oh, my goodness, I wish they'd leave me alone. Or we were all that. We had every answer, every right word, every line. And then we got connected. And we still wearing that mask, right? But when you've been married a while, whatever you say, baby. Then when we get with ourselves, with other married men, what? We laugh about it, right? Yeah, you know, whatever they want. I'm okay. I don't even sweat that no more. I just go ahead and do what I'm going to do. But young men who have been watching us, they're like, man, he's a strong man. He take control of his household and all those kinds of things. The mask what, that we put on. Now let's move it from just men and women. Let's move it to us as Christians. We put on this mask. So second definition says what? A figure of a head worn on the stage in what? Antiquity to identify what? The character. You've been to a play. They have different masks. You've been around Halloween. They wear different masks. What? To show who they are. This next verse says what? An often grotesque carved head. Go to Mardi Gras. Those things are ugly. You know, we run around with the flowers and those masks, and we see them. Those things are ugly. That's not what we're talking about. But look at this next one. It's highlighted in red for you. Something that serves to conceal or disguise. And that's where I want to rest with us today. Too often, our masks are trying to conceal or disguise something that we have going on. Conceal our pain. Disguise our lack of trust. Disguise what? The weaknesses in our life. Disguise what? Who we truly are. Because we know if we say who we are, we're going to come under attack. God, I love you, but I don't want to be attacked. I don't want nobody coming after me. Why? Because if the mask comes off, all of a sudden now the devil know who I am and he's come running and I ain't ready for that. Mercy, Lord. Y'all realize Abraham, we're talking Sunday school, Abraham had to take off the mask. Abraham put a mask on when Sarah said, look, you know, I can't give you a baby. I'm old, but here's my handmaid. Go ahead. You know, God promised you a son, so use her. That was a mask because that came from Sarah. That didn't come from God. Oh, so Abraham said, yeah, I want a child, and ooh, I got a boy. But then the same way he got the boy had to leave. Why? Because Sarah got jealous. Said, well, wait a minute. I didn't think I'd feel like this. Now, her mask came off. I really did want you to have a son, but I can't have no son by another woman living up in my house. They got to go. That's just in the word, y'all. But then God had to peel back the mask. Yes. So Abraham waited, and then God did what he said he was going to do, and he gave him his son, Isaac. And then all of a sudden, God said, I really want to know who you are. So he said, come here, Abraham. You got to go sacrifice your son. Not thankful for the word. Abraham didn't say, what? He said, what you talking about? Abraham said, okay. He said, just go to this land and then I'll show you when I get there. Abraham didn't say, I need to know the specific GPS coordinates. Abraham rose up early in the morning and he went. And as he went, he said, this is a test, Abraham. So he went. He said, what? He went. And Abraham didn't know that. And Abraham followed. And when he got close, he said, okay, there's the place. He said, you all way here. Come on, son, let's go. And even when we had to understand it, what? His son said, daddy, wait a minute. I've watched you do sacrifices before. You had fire, you had wood, and you had the sacrifice. Where is the sacrifice, daddy? I don't see it. And Abraham's mask came off and said, the Lord will provide. Because this is who I really am, son. You've seen that. Now you're going to really see the test. And Abraham went on up the mountain. And while Abraham was there, his mask was removed. Thank God his mask removed that he was a man of faith to God. Yeah. And so there he was, knife in hand, ready to kill Isaac, his begotten son from God. And God said, you've stood the test. Wait a minute, Abraham, Abraham. Now some say he called, God called him Abraham, he called him twice. But Abraham's mind was at peace that he could hear God. Because if his mind had been all masked and covered up, he would not have heard God. So his mask, the real mask had come off, the real mask he had put on, the old mask had come off. He heard God and did not hurt the boy. He said, what? There's a ram. So one day this mask has to come off, something what? That serves to conceal or disguise. So now that we know what a mask is, let's talk about what God said. One thing he wants us to know what? That we know I've been changed. We know I've been changed. We know that our mask has been changed. And the first point that I know I've been changed, look at Ephesians 4 and 7, just the first part. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace. To every one of us, to everyone is given grace. What? Grace is what? An unmerited favor. Grace, what? Is that thing that God has given us because of our belief and trust in him, that what he died, was buried, and rose, that what? It is given to us, what? That we can receive the glory of God. Whew. I don't deserve anything but death. You know that, right? We know we don't deserve anything but death according to our sin. But God's grace, his grace, what? Which came upon us, what? When he went to Calvary, his grace that what? Came upon us when he would do the test of time that he went through to do all the things that he had to do. When people were humiliated, people were talking about him, people were trying to kill him everywhere he went. What? His grace was given to us that he did not quit in the victory. He did not quit in the rest. His grace was given that when he went to Calvary and he died for us. And then he not only died, he stayed there. He was patient. And then he got up because Jesus suffered, bled, and died, and rose. His grace was extended to us. Thank you, Lord. So Paul was writing to the Ephesians, says what? But his grace, but unto every one of us. Every one of us. So today you need to understand that mask that's been covered up, part of your life, that thinking it don't apply to you, that's not true. It applies to you if you accept Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't care where you live. I don't care what you've done. I don't care. When you accept this love for you as your personal Savior, that grace is given to you. Because that grace is given to us, there's so much more to it than just, I got salvation. Salvation is the beginning of it. If you don't believe me, look at the next slide. Look at what he gives us. He said, wait a minute. Since you've been changed, and I know you've been changed, look at what grace. He told the Colossian church in Colossians 3, 1 through 10, since you have been what? Raised a new life. You've been raised a new life with Christ. He said, I need you to do something different. Take off the old man. Set your sights on the realities of heaven. Set your sights not on the realities of what? This earth. While Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right side, think about the things what? On heaven and not the things on earth. It's about to get deep up here because now he's going to call these things out. Say, for you what? Die to this life and your real life is hidden what? With Christ. So your old mask, your old life is taken away. Now your life is what? In Christ. Yeah. So what people ought to see is the mask of Christ over your life. How do we know what that is? Look at what he said. For you died to your life and your real life is hidden with Christ. And when what? Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share what? In all his glory. As God is being revealed to the world and God is getting victory, he got victory in China and victory in Africa and victory in Chicago and Hoffman Estate. You share in the glory of what Christ has done. So when Christ is victorious, you share it. When Sister Minister Lisa's son, Zion, came home, you share in the glory of what? The victory over what? Somebody trying to say he was dead. My God. You share in that. Why? Because you share in the victory of Christ. When we heard the testimony this morning of Roderick said, hey, Roderick got shot on the way home from school, petrified. They got counseling for his sister. He done been operated on. The bullet's there, but he's doing all right. He's walking around. Guess what? We share in that victory. Why? Because that's the victory of Christ. Look on. But then what he said, he goes on. He says, look at this. So what? Because you share in it, put to death the sinful things, the earthly things that are lurking within you, the things that are trying to put on your mask, put on over your mask, what? That those things we don't do anymore. Put those things away. Say what? Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires. Don't be greedy. What? For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. We ought not worship the things of this world, I don't need the big car, fancy car, and that means more to me than God. When God blesses you with it, ride in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But don't let it change who you really are. See, he goes on. He says, well, because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. Because we live in a world that, what, is only concerned with itself. They still got this mask of greed and trying to cover it up and doctor it up and paint it up to make it look good. There are some things we ought not be a part of. You heard an announcement about what? Them having a town hall. We need to go to the town halls, y'all. We need to tell the people what we really believe. I don't know what you believe, and this is not a message from God. This is me and me only, so whatever you believe, there is no reason to legalize marijuana. None whatsoever. Why would I legalize something that destroys your mind to make you less than who you are to mean that you still can't get where you're trying to go? That's a mask that's coming on, and guess what? They about to do it in Illinois if we don't speak up. We need to understand what it does. The truth is in the man. I don't know anybody that's been smoking marijuana for a long time, and I got relatives in my family. They mind is all jacked up, messed up, and ain't no way back except for Christ. Amen. So why would I legalize something that's going to jack me up? Oh, let me make it plain. If you smoke that stuff and you walk in to get a job and you smell like what you're smoking because you can't get rid of it, kiss that job goodbye. Because ain't nobody in their right mind going to hire you knowing that, oh, you smell like that. It means you do that legal or not legal means I've got to risk it here because if you get hurt on the job, I got to pay for it. I ain't going down that path. So I understand it makes you feel good. And all it's trying to do is to mask your pain. And I mean, there's some medical reasons that sound good. I get it. I understand it. But God said it ain't good. He said, so what? Be careful. He said, be careful of these things. He said, what? Because those things are what? Still part of the world. But now is the time to get rid of what? Anger and rage and malicious behavior and slander and dirty language. He said, don't lie to each other for what? You have stripped off your old sinful nature and all is still wicked deed. I don't know about you, but all of the things it talks about that Paul was talking to the Colossian church about, those are the things that I see every day that run around leading our government. And ain't none of it good. So guess what? We headed, if we go on that mask, well, I'm united, a great state of, great nation of the United States, something's going to go wrong. Why? Because it's not rooted in the proper thing. I ain't talking about what they believe, what they know. I'm talking about what they're saying. That a lady could declare today, oh, look, I told some white lies for the president, but I didn't tell none about Russia. Well, if you told a white lie and you admitted it, I don't know what they are. You can't convince me that now you didn't do it about Russia because you don't just confess. I told them. So we look at this and we look at who we are and we put on this mask of Christ, what? Is that we'll be honest, this mask of Christ that we'll be pure, this mask of Christ saying what? We will do and love one another, what? As Christ loved us, this mask, what? That we don't have to take off. Say, I know that I've been changed. We got to walk in the fact that, yes, I know I've been changed by God, and I don't care what anybody says. Even when I stumble and I fall, what? It will not overtake because what? I've changed my life. I put on Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. He said, well, I know I've been changed. I know I'm changed. Then he goes on. He says, what? Verse 10, he said, what? Put on your new nature. Put on your new you. Put on what? Your new mask and be what? Renewed as you learn to know what? Your creator and become what? Like him.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want to be like Mike. I don't want to be like Ike. I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be like Jesus.
Yes.
I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like what? The one who defeated the enemy. I want to be one who walks in all power. I want to be like the one who can walk on water. I want to be like the one who can tell the enemy, flee from me, depart from me. I know you're not. I want to be like the one who can say what? I am healed. I am not sick. I want to be like the one who can say what? Yes, I ought to be dead, but guess what? I'm going to raise you up. Why? Because I ain't finished with you yet. I'm going to be like, wait, yes, I've stumbled and I've fallen. Yes, I've quit on some things. Yes, I've made some mistakes on things. Yes, I've doubted some things. But guess what? When I know about my new man, I can stand up no matter what happened before. I can walk what new and worthy as I go forward.
Thank you, Lord.
Why, Jesus said, I paid the price.
Thank you, Lord.
The old you is what? Going away. I want you to put on what? The new you. The new you. So once we know that, anybody here know you've been changed? You know that you know without a doubt you love Jesus Christ. Thank you. You got to know that. You got to know that. And once you know it, don't let nobody tell you anything else. They might say, but you're still doing this and that. That's all right. I'm still a child of the God. Guess what? I told you last week, my do what? Might not match my who, why? Because I'm still a work in progress. But who I am is not determined by what I do. Amen. Who I am is determined by I've accepted what? The new mask of Jesus Christ. So that's who we are. We are my Heavenly Father's children. Heavenly Father's children. So the next thing, once we know who we are and we know that we've been changed and we're reminded that we're being changed, then all of a sudden what? We move to the second part. And point number two says what? We're moving in the right direction.
Yes.
We got somewhere to go, y'all. I got something to do. We've got somewhere to go. We've got somewhere to go. And I know when I leave here today, I'm headed to St. Louis. So today when I pull out of the parking lot, I'm not going the way I normally go. I'm not going to head west. I'm going to head south. Why? Because I've got somewhere to go. Not because I just want to go, but I got something God's sending me to do.
Yeah.
So we got to go. Whether I want to or not. Yeah, I would rather be at home and I'd rather be in front of my TV and watch Michigan play for the championship today. I truly would rather do that. But guess what? I got somewhere to be. So I got to go. Now, I'm hoping and praying that God would allow the mass to show up on the radio so I can listen to it. But even if he don't, that's okay. I'll find out about it later. But I got to go where I got to go. Because I've got something to do that he sent me to do. And that's just the way it is. And I'm okay with it. Because if he sent me to do it, then I know something good is coming out of it.
Yes.
That's what I think about the Lord. So moving in the right direction. And we want you to look at Hebrews. Go look at Hebrews, the scripture, Hebrews 6, 1 to 3. It says what? Therefore, leaving the principles, what? Of the doctrine of Christ, let us go, what? On unto perfection. Perfection doesn't mean you're perfect. It means completeness. Go on to what? Completeness. Go on to be what? All that you're meant to be. Go on what? To fill in the rest of the man. Take off the old man, put on the new man. And guess what? You do that day by day. Why? Because his mercies are made new every single day. So every day you get a little bit of the mass filled in. So every day you become more like Jesus. Every day you become stronger in Jesus. Every day you got more joy in Jesus. Every day I can praise him anyhow, no matter what happens on my life, no matter what happens in my way, I can still go on. Say what? Go on until perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. You don't need to renew that thing. You don't need to review your repentance ever, over and over. You know, when you know you've been changed, you don't have to keep going back and say, well, okay, Lord, I need to accept you again because I don't know if the other one stuck and I don't know if it was real or if it's going to last. No, once you confessed it is done forever. God has put on that mask of Jesus and it does not leave you. I don't care if you stumble. I don't care if you fall. David is a witness. David loved him some God. He loved him some God. He stood up for God as a teenage boy. He defeated the giant when he was a young man. David went on to do great things, but when David got a little older, he got a little senile. And even though he got senile and he saw some beauty and he did that and he had committed murder, David never denied what? That he loved his God. So you don't have to go and review, do you know him? Did I accept him? People tell you, well, what you're doing, don't lie to me. Maybe you were never real. Wrong, I was real. And I was a 10-year-old boy, I was real. And you can't tell me I never knew, no matter what I've done in my life. I was real with God.
Yeah.
So my salvation, I don't need to renew. Say, you don't need to redo that. And what it said, for dead works, the faith toward God, on the doctrine of baptism and laying on of hands and resurrecting of the dead and eternal judgment, this what we would do. Say, if God permit, you don't need to go back and argue about all these different things that we argue about. We arguing about speaking in tongues. We are about raising the dead. And people are getting stunted and standing still. No, God said, I'll give those things to those I give them to use when I tell them to use them and let them go on. Stop waiting. That's wasting your time. Get up and do what God designated for you to do. Some of us, he's given us minds to think. Others, he's given us minds to work. Others, he's given us a mind to lay on his. Others, he's given what? Prophecy. All those things God has given to us according to his will when we put on his mask. The new one, the new you, my mask has been changed. So if we focus on that, guess what? We'll know that when God does something through us, God did it.
Yes.
Somebody in here, he gave you a mask to stand up to somebody and say, I ain't going to do that. And guess what? You were the only one who'd do it. You were all by yourself. You had to take a stand. I ain't going to do it. I know my God told me better. And it cost you some pain. Guess what? You did it like Jesus did it. You stood up to him and said, that's all right. And now God is blessing you because of your obedience. Because of what? You put on the mask of Christ and not the mask of self. You didn't give in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he said in Hebrews. Next slide, Sister Beverly. Next slide, Sister Beverly. But the next thing he said, move it in the right direction, go to Philippians. Go to Philippians. Paul wrote to the Philippian church. He said, not as though I had already attained it, either what would already perfect. You know I ain't got there yet. He said, but I follow after what? If that I may apprehend, what? That for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, brethren, listen to me. Listen to me. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended it. I ain't got there yet. But this one thing I do, what? Forgetting those things which are behind me, which is the old mask, and reaching forth what to those things that are before me, which is the new mask, and what I press towards what the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. I'm pressing to do what God wants me to do. I'm pressing for Jesus the Christ who gave me the grace that what allowed me to stand and put on the new man. I'm pressing what towards the kingdom of God that's taking me to heaven. I'm pressing what for the power of God that he said in my name I can do all things. But I'm pressing what so I can be a difference maker in this world, that everywhere I go, everything I do, God gets the glory. And guess what? If God gets the glory, the Father gets the glory. If the Father gets the glory, hallelujah, amen. He said, that's what I'm talking about. He said, I'm pressing towards it. I'm pressing towards it. I'm going to put off the old me. Yeah. Paul said, you can't tell me nothing about when I had a letter to destroy Christians. That's done, gone, and over. Don't be bringing it up no more because it don't mean nothing to me. You wasting your breath. That's what we got to say to the devil. Oh, I remember when you did this, and I remember. So what? It does. God paid the price. It's over. Get thee behind me, Satan. I ain't got nothing to do but listen to you, and you are wasting my time. Oh, by the way, let me really turn around. In the name of Jesus, flee.
Amen. My God. My God.
That's why. That's why we need to know who we are. Yes. And sometimes it takes years to understand it. I tell my wife all the time, I think back about my granddaddy's house, and when I was a 10-year-old little boy, a little boy even younger than 10, I'd walk in the house and there'd be this black cat, and my grandmother, I grew up like great-grandmother, she was evil. I come to know that as I've grown in grace. But I would walk in the house and this black cat would not hiss at anybody but me. I'd walk in the house and the back would raise up and it's. And, you know, they always told you, the old superstitions, don't cross paths with a black cat now. You need to go the other way. I grew up believing that. Because when I walked in the house, this cat said, shh. 50 people in the house. Nobody but me. Shh. But God revealed, say, at that time, the cat knew who you were. You had given your life to me, and the cat wanted nothing to do with me, so he had to try and scare you so you wouldn't do. But I put on the mask of Christ, and after a while, I didn't let that thing haunt me anymore. I used to walk around cars because there was a black cat. I used to go the other way because there was a black cat. Always thinking about this cat that their back would raise like that. But then God gave me victory. And I said, thank you, Jesus. But that's the same thing that happens with sin in our life. See, sin comes to try and take our mask off. Sin tries to come and take away the God that's in front of us and put behind us. And that's not the way it works. God is in front of us. He's the mask that we represent. So if he's in front of us, when sin comes our way and knocks on our door, we ought to speak like Christ. Get thee behind me, Satan. We ought to speak like Christ when he was tempted and what? Satan said, look, throw yourself down and the angels will come out here and they'll keep you from death. He said, what? The man's words will not live by bread alone. He said, what? But every word that proceeds out of my mouth. Say what? You can't tempt me to do these things. You can't tempt me to deny Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
So today your mask is Jesus the Christ.
Yeah.
Today your mask is what? The God what? Who loves you. Today your mask is the God who saves you. Today your mask what? Is the God that does everything for you. He already knows before you get where you're going what you need.
Yeah.
Watch him fix it. Anybody in a place you never thought you'd be today?
My Lord.
In a situation you never thought you'd be in today? Hallelujah, look at God.
Yeah.
He made a way. Anybody facing something today that's just trying to unmask you? Oh, woe was me. What is going to happen? I don't know how I'm going to get through. Man, this is not looking too good. Anybody here willing to be real? Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But guess what? I know that my Savior says what? I will provide. Abraham said what? My Lord, the Lord will provide. I understand. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, because I know whatever I need, you're going to provide. Thank you. I know my God what is a healer. Somebody said up in here last week, I was diagnosed with diabetes, and he said what? But guess what? I'm speaking now in the name of Jesus. I ain't got no diabetes. Then he said what? I got to get up and do what I'm supposed to do, but I ain't going to have diabetes like that, because diabetes, my God ain't going to let it surrender and take over me. That's the mask we need to walk with. The master says, yes, Lord. The master shows how God is doing what only God can do.
Yes.
He said what? He said what? Moving in the right direction. Didn't say you were perfect. So I'm going to defeat the enemy now. You ain't perfect, but Jesus is.
Hallelujah.
Okay? You ain't the strongest person around, but Jesus is.
Yes.
And guess what? That ain't no bad. I ain't trying to put you down because I'm getting ready to give you the rest of the truth. But what? Because his grace, what that covers you, is given to you what? Every one of us, not just some of us, every single one of us up in this place, his grace is given according to what? To God.
Yes.
That's God. That's God. That's God. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he wants us to be victorious. That's how much he's working on our behalf.
Yes.
William Murphy says, working out for my good. Why? Because he already knows God's doing it. He's making a way. The third point today, the new me, my mask has been changed. And go back to Ephesians 4:7. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace, what? According to the measure, what? Of the gift of God. Hey, the new me came from the gift of God. My mask has been changed. What? It comes from the gift of God, the measures of the gift of God. How many of you know the promises of God are what? Yea and yea. Well, the promises of God are yea and yea. What? That's part of the gift. He gives you a gift that you can say, yes, Lord. He gives you a gift that says, what? I will not be defeated. He gives you the gift that David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of death. He said, well, I fear no evil. What? Because he has not given us a spirit of fear. David knew it a long time ago, so David wasn't worried. David said, I'm a warrior for God. I don't care if I look pretty. I don't care if I've never been to battle. But what? I battled the lion and I battled the bear. So you might not have been to the White House and fought, but you battled some things in your life and God has brought you through. So whatever your battle was, stand up and say, thank you, Jesus, you brought me through one more day. You might have just told somebody, get up off of me, and they never bothered you. That's a battle. Thank you, Jesus. You might battle something with your weight, but guess what? I'm okay with the battle because what? My God will not allow it, what? To defeat me.
Thank you, Lord.
Since what's given to us, what? According to what? The measure of the gift of God. Now, let me just share something with you about the gift of God, because we get scared of the gifts of God. We get scared because we think, well, you know, I ain't experienced that, or I ain't experienced that, or I don't think I can do that, or I don't think I can do that. Well, you might be right about that, but guess what? Every gift is not for you to do. You're supposed to be available to the gift that God has given to you. So all you need to believe is that whatever God's gifts are, he can use me when he's ready to use me, and it'll work. You might have never spoken a tongue, and one day somebody bring you up and walk up to you, and God says, speak, and you speak what God said, and guess what? That gift will what? Will come back what? Profitable, because God used it for you at that time. Don't be afraid trying to measure up to somebody else. Just do what God said. Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. He said what? Now there are what? Diversities of gifts. There are different gifts, y'all. There's more than one. There's not only one thing, and that's the only thing. There are several. There's diversity of gifts, but what? The same Spirit. I mean, all kind of gifts, but there's only what? One God. There's all kind of gifts, and I don't care what denomination you go to, there's still one God. And because Jesus Christ is the God, that's where the gifts come from, because they come from God, and I put on the mask, and his grace, what, is a gift to me. I stand at the ready for God to use me with whatever gift he has. All right, I got to go on. I just want you to read the rest of this. Look at what he said. And there are what? Diversities of what? Administrations, but the same God. And there are diversities of operations, but what? It is the same God with working all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given by what? Every man to what? To profit with all. Every man ought to profit from it. Not just me. My neighbors ought to profit. My enemies ought to profit. My superiors ought to profit. My children ought to profit. My family ought to profit. My friends ought to profit. The people on the street out of front. What? From the gift that God has placed in me.
Yes, Lord.
Why? That's why we can't walk around going, I just keep it to myself. Don't we understand the mysteries of the Bible? Every time God told somebody not to tell nobody and keep it to themselves, they ran out and told somebody.
My Lord.
Why? Because God was good. The woman at the well, he said, go and tell no more. She told everybody, 3,000 came running there. Come see a man. Come see a man.
My God.
We want to sit at home and keep it to ourselves. We can't keep it to ourselves. We got to tell somebody.
My Lord.
Why? Because God has been too good for me. I can't help but tell somebody. Because except for the power and the love of God, there go I doing nothing.
My Lord.
Still out in the tombs, singing and hurting myself. Still chasing the world, what? Hurting myself. Still stumbling and falling, hurting myself. Why? Because I didn't surrender to them. But once I surrendered and God took me from the pits of hell, once I surrendered and he changed my life, once I surrendered and understood the power that he's placed in me, now I can stand up and walk in the true mask of Jesus the Christ. I ain't putting on the mask to hide who I am. I'm glad that it was. Why? Because the light is in me. He said the light on the side of the hill will be seen. The devil sees it. Your enemies see it, and they come running trying to hurt you. They can't take it from you. Ooh, that's good news, somebody.
Amen.
They can't take it from you. That's good news, somebody. You know that, right? He can't take it from you. All he can try and do is divert you from it. He said, oh, I can't do nothing with Christ. All I got to do is get you to look away. Mm-hmm. And when you look away, you lose your power. Because you're not looking at Christ. But oh, when you come back and you look at Christ. Oh, when you come back and understand that his grace is the gift, what? That's to us all. Oh, when you come back, you can say in the name of Jesus, what? With mustard seed faith. You don't need a whole bunch of faith, y'all. You don't need these big apples and all. You just need mustard seed faith. And you will lose a mustard seed. But because faith is in your heart, you can't even lose that. Once it's planted in your heart, mustard seed faith, you can say to yonder mountain, what? Be removed. You can say to illness, get behind me. You can say to doubt, get behind me. You can say to the naysayer, you can say what you want. But just keep watching. My God's got me. My God's covered me. My mask is on for Jesus. And I'm going to leave you in my dust unless you get on board and go with me. So thank you, Lord God. There's a new me. Thank you, Lord God. My mask has been changed. Thank you, Lord God. I'm not what they say about me. Let me finish this thing here. Let me finish this thing here. He says what? To another faith. By itself, to one, what wisdom? To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Y'all got that right. Some get wisdom. Some get knowledge. Some get faith. To another, what? Working of miracles, right? To another, what? Prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, what? Diverse kinds of languages. To another, what? The interpretation of the tongue. But all these workers, what? That one and the self-same Spirit. What? Divided for every man? What? According as he will. They all work, what? For Jesus. They all work, what? Pointing to Calvary, they all work for the same mask,
Jesus.
The mask of Christ. And I understand sometimes we think that I can't make a difference, but I'm going to tell you today that's a lie. Everybody in this place can make a difference, young or old. You can make a difference, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it. Little Sarah proved it. Little B.O. girl named Sarah. Little B.O. girl named Sarah. And Sarah was basically diagnosed as ADD. And she wasn't going to do nothing good. Sarah was always getting in trouble. But let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah kept getting in trouble. And then one day God spoke to a teacher that Sarah had. And she said, wait a minute. It was a Sunday school teacher. That's why you need to bring your children to Sunday school where they can learn the word. It wasn't a school teacher. It was a Sunday school teacher. And Sarah was just so busy. Sarah got into this and to that, and don't be labeling kids bad kids. They ain't bad kids. They just kids that need to understand what their purpose is. They're kids that need to understand how God will work with them and give them something to do. So stop calling kids bad and baby's kids and all the rest of that stuff. Don't speak that negativity over our kids. Our children are special. You just ask God, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to help them? And watch God change things. Sarah was one of those kids, y'all, and nobody liked being around Sarah because Sarah just wouldn't sit still. And one day the Sunday school teacher said, okay, Sarah, I can't have you to do all these things and all these other things, but God had taught a lesson about all we need to do is serve God. And so Sarah went to her teacher and said, well, what can I do to serve God? And there the teacher was on the spot. But the teacher prayed. And God said, tell Sarah she can bring a flower every week to help God. And that flower would be an honor to God. And Sarah said, okay. And the next Sunday, Sarah came back and She brought a flower, but it wasn't a flower as you would expect to see. It was a dandelion. And y'all know we don't like dandelions, do you? I'll go tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. When a dandelion get in my yard, I snatch that thing up and I spray it if I have. I don't want no dandelions in my yard. But that's because I'm thinking like the world thing, and I'm not thinking of what God is doing through that dandelion. But the teacher didn't care. Sarah brought a dandelion one week. And then these dandelions, Sarah was sitting listen. Once she started bringing these dandelions, Sarah wasn't trying to get anything. She would bring the dandelion and she would listen because what? She was doing something to serve God. And that made her feel good because she felt good in God. She acted better. And because she acted better, everybody couldn't say, oh, there goes Sarah anymore. Sarah was quiet, but Sarah was working.
Yeah.
So then one day the teacher said, Pastor, look, this is what Sarah has been doing. And that is special. Pastor said, well, bring those into service. And he brought them and he sat them right next to the pulpit. And I need to understand something. Somebody out there was saying something. Why we got a flower pot full of dandelions sitting up here with the other? But it didn't matter. And so the next week, the pastor said, Sarah, put your flower in your pot. And she kept bringing the dandelions. And he kept offering praise. He said, Sarah's teaching us how to serve. And he spoke this message about her service. But then something happened. Then Sarah got sick, and there was a doctor in the congregation that was going to treat Sarah, and he had to give the parents some news that this is terrible news. Sarah ain't going to make it. Sarah can't continue on. This illness that she got is to death. She got less than a couple months to live, but Sarah didn't care. Sarah kept bringing the dandelions. Then Sarah got so sick that she couldn't even come. She was at home in bed, and this doctor went to see her, and he was just so distraught. He was distraught. I just don't know. And then one day he went to see her, and he said, family, you got a couple days. I hate to bear it. He just boo-hooed. But then all of a sudden Sunday came. And on Sunday, while the pastor was preaching, the back door opened up, and the pastor stopped. And he just stared at the back door. And there was Sarah, and she came in holding a dandelion. And Sarah took all that she had to walk up the aisle and walk over to the flower pot and put the flower in the flower pot. And then she left a piece of paper with the flowers. Sarah walked on out. The place was all messed up because they didn't think they'd see Sarah again, and they didn't. A couple days later, Sarah died. But there they are at the funeral. And at the funeral, is the pastor giving the eulogy, and they're standing there, and he had the note. He said to the doctor, and he said to the Sunday school teacher, he said, you need to read this. This is for you. Sarah had wrote in her note that the greatest joy I had was bringing flowers to God. Your mask is new. You have been changed. The greatest joy you have is to give glory to God, which is to give him service. Yeah. So will you commit to be like Sarah today? Don't get confused. Don't get divided about the gifts and the things that we see in this world and what people are. If you love Jesus and Jesus is your Savior and you're committed to serve him, do whatever he tells you. And anybody who don't like it, tell them to take it up with God. Because my God tells me what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. And while you over there trying to figure it out, while you wasting time trying to argue, while you wasting time trying to make it better, I'm going to be serving my God.
Yeah.
And you know something? When you serve God, lives are changed.
Yeah.
When you serve God, God gets the glory. When you serve God, people's masks come off and they put on the new mask. The old one's going away.
Jesus.
We got a new mask today. That's the mask of Jesus Christ. That's how we get through tragedies all around us. That's how we get people to stop doing the old things and start doing the right things.
My God.
Because in the time of trouble, he what? Shall hide us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in the time of need, he shall send us. That's why Destiny, every day, we got to be a blessing to somebody.
Yes.
So today,
thank
Do you know you got a new mask today? The old one has been taken off today. Do you know that you are new? I don't care what anybody said about you. You are new if you know Jesus today. Hallelujah. Let us pray.